American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the 250th episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my co-pilots Nick Ramirez and Josh Martin.
Booyah.
In the back, we got our long time companions. Of course, there's Dogwater Dick. There is Mr. Baker. But in the studio,
blood,
fire, death, drought.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was impressive.
Hi there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our 250th motherfucking episode. We did not realize that we would have this much free time on our hands.
Fucking A.
Over the last 7 years. This is also at the beginning of, this is episode two of season seven.
That's right.
Well, like, so we're also at, like, you know, kind of the top of the hour, as it were.
That's right. 7 years deep.
Anybody who's listening right now, whether you're a new listener or a regular listener, I do definitely thank you for stopping in and giving us your support, especially long-term listeners, for like giving us a reason to keep doing this every week. You know, we see the numbers on the website. People come up and talk to us.
If you've heard every episode, please contact us. You might want to just be on the show with us.
We'd be happy. Yeah, we're happy to have super fans.
If there is anybody out there who actually has listened to every episode.
You know how
staring
to find us on
while
Facebook.
You're jacking off.
Besides us.
Well, that works too.
I will totally give you a hand job.
Whoa.
I get a lot of girls who say they listen to the show or band guys' moms.
I will totally give you a hand job.
Yeah, that's it. Like their kids' band plays.
Rick has strong hands. They're not calloused hands, but they're strong hands.
Oh, I lotion up constantly. They're delicate.
And then the moms, after they hear their kid on it, they're hooked.
Fucking A.
So to all the moms out there, hi.
Hey, no, we know there's drugs. A lot of moms out there who listen to us, and we love you all. Thank you for
Rock
being
on.
A part of the ride.
Stop
thank
having
you,
children.
Mom.
Let's do it.
Hey,
guys are fired up.
Woo! I'm excited to be here.
Hi, Mom.
I feel a little derailed, but we'll just keep this train a-chugging along.
Whoa.
Hey, speaking of chugging.
Chugging.
Chugging. Yeah. I hear the Tooth of Crime engine is getting started back up here.
That's true. Yes, indeed. The Bruca Theater.
Yeah, that's going to be going up in, what, April?
The show's going to be in April.
You involved? You're in it?
I'm going to be in it again.
You're reprising your own role?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to grow a little dimensional on Amira, make him a little more of a character because I have a leg up on it having done it before.
Correct.
You know, and I'm sad that Rudy Oran's not going to be there. Flood, fire, death, route. Rory was in a play called Tooth of Crime.
Do you guys even know what we're talking about? Tooth of Crime.
Okay, Tooth of Crime.
I was still thinking about you giving my mom a handjob, and I'm
sorry. Okay. Tooth of Crime is an avant-garde theatrical piece done with a live band.
Sam Shepard's.
An exploding car by Sam Shepard, noted American playwright and actor. It has been often called the undoable play.
That's why it's only been done less than a dozen times in history, and we did it.
And we did it two years ago.
Yeah,
that's happened at the Bruca Theater. Last
time it was at Jub Jub's
big room, so we used the whole room as a theater. It was
a
lot of space.
They are bringing in a lot of the original cast for the principal roles.
Same directors. So everybody he could get, he gets. But
I unfortunately am getting married less than a month later.
Only for the play, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just unfortunately for the play. Yeah.
Right, because Diana listens to this show.
Not the rest of my life. I love the role. I'd love to do the show again, but I'm happily getting married, so I'm unfortunately not able to be a part of the show.
She just doesn't understand that you got other stuff to do or what?
No, I promised her, we're getting married in May, so I promised her a year.
So, all of Rory's other bullshit is on hold.
Yeah. I get to do the podcast. Yeah. I get to do First Fridays at Foxy
we
Olive.
See who's wearing the pants over
I get
house.
To do One Ton Dooley shows.
Get is fuck, the operative word.
I'm not doing theater for okay. 14 months. Well, that's, I think I'll be able to live with myself.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
As an artist and performer, I think I'll get my crack. Of being on stage enough.
Well, it'd be cool to see another Rudy around because we were kind of like rivals in the game.
Yeah, and who is the current?
I don't know who the replacement is.
Probably a chick.
Was it Grant?
But listen to the show was if it you Robert? Ever want to hear it because we're going to talk about it. I'm not going to say nothing. I don't know nothing right now. Nothing.
All right. But at any rate, I'm excited for the production. I can't wait to go see it as an audience member, actually. I think it'll be fan-fucking-tastic. So... It's February now. This is going to be in April. You know, it's Reno Theater Show. You know, they put it up in 6 weeks. It runs for 5. Go check it out. It's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And you can go listen to old podcasts that we did if you want to. Look up the old Tooth of Crime podcast that we did
you
back in the day.
You can hear about the old group. Because
now we're on our 250th one and...
Was that the last one at the old house?
Yeah. No, it wasn't the last one, but it was one of the last 5.
The last
for sure.
one we did was some big play production.
Well, then it would have to have been that. Did I have colored contacts and one of them ripped and my eye hurt bad?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think we did the Tooth of Crime up here.
No. I have a pictures from the garage of that episode, for sure.
God, it all bleeds together. It's been a long time.
So sorry to wax a little nostalgic, ladies and gentlemen, but it
but
has been
the future.
250 episodes, and it is the past and the future. We are the worst little podcast standing across time in the present, the future, and the fast. The future and the fast. That's right.
Yes.
We thank you all very much.
Quadra Millennial. Album.
For the 20th and 50th anniversary, me and Rory just did a whole bunch of whippets, so that might explain some of the way we're talking.
Whippets or Red Devil brand rot gut?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it, too.
Straight off a dead man's chest.
And we hope if you're listening, celebrate with us. 250 episodes, have a shot.
Yeah, you got some whipped cream in your
fridge. Smoke a cigarette, you know, fuck it.
Hey, you live in Nevada, go smoke some fucking weed in your house.
Yeah.
It's legal.
Do whatever gets you off.
Do it, man. Have a good time. Thank you for being with us.
Puff, puff, give Uncle Nick.
All right, Riku.
No.
I can't wait till I smoke weed with Riku, Rory.
Oh, my God. She is going to be so annoying, stoned.
No shit.
I will say that we will talk about such things not on the podcast.
She's got to be 21. Yeah.
I don't think I ever really want to smoke weed with Riku.
Oh, when Riku is of age, I will definitely want to like have a session with her.
You guys
will
be lucky
once.
To be alive then.
Yeah, that's true.
I've quit smoking. I exercise. Yeah. I've quit drinking coffee and soda. I just drink tea, and I'm drinking smoothies. Like, I'm being a jet. Yep. I got fillings today, so all my rotted teeth don't show.
Damn, that's awesome.
Rory's taking care of himself.
Like, yeah, hey, kids, take care of your fucking teeth, because that leads to dementia and syphilis.
Don't mess it up.
Ew. And not even fun, like, sexually. It's like, you didn't even get that having sex.
No, it's just like open sores rot. In your fucking mouth and then your head
bleeds.
So take care of your teeth, or you won't have them. And dentures and partials in the 21st century is kind of embarrassing, and I'll just throw that out there.
Dementia is kind of fun sexually, though.
Yeah, crazy.
It's
crazy
like the
in
first.
The bed.
It's like the first time.
It's
every
all strange.
Time.
It's all strange.
Crazy in the head. Crazy
first
in the
time
bed.
Every time. Yeah, I don't remember you.
I'm pretty sure when I was young, Hulk Hogan told me to brush my teeth. I never did. So,
no.
that was a way
vitamins.
Better. Pitch,
I took my
though. Vitamins.
Don't be
that
a
was
fool.
A way better pitch.
Hey, okay, you know what the best pitch is?
Are you a true American?
I have mediocre dental insurance, and I'm only going to have to pay $6,000 to fix my teeth.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah.
They are actually paying 80%. Oh, that $6,000 is only 20% of how much this shit costs. So,
in America.
Yes, in America, but just as who listens to the show who doesn't live in America?
No, I'm just making a point.
Yes, but the pragmatic reality of it is don't be a sucker brush your fucking teeth, drunkos. Don't just do shots and soda and fall asleep without rinsing your mouth out.
Or go to Mexico and they'll fix it all up for you.
You know what I heard? And I'm not sure if I believe it, but they're saying that even like flossing is a myth too. Like it doesn't necessarily
exist.
Save your teeth or anything. It's nice though. It's refreshing. I like floss once in a while,
dude.
But doing it every day doesn't make your teeth any
healthier.
What do you
even floss
somebody
like
who doesn't floss?
But dude, the thing that makes me believe flossing is that when I floss, my mouth tastes like bad breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that makes me think like I
you're
better
pulling
floss.
Out germy crap.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's just scenting your teeth the whole day.
It makes sense. Hmm.
But
all right, I'll try it.
But you were saying it, that it doesn't scientifically doesn't. There's
however,
no proof of it.
No,
making a difference.
I have read that vigorous saltwater rinses and swishing, shoo, rinsing your mouth out real well with that, frankly, is roughly as good as flossing. The only thing flossing can do that can't is get out those little bits that are stuck between the tight spaces between. Heard me between your teeth,
man.
I think I heard a false report, man. That's bullshit, right? Because it seems like scientifically,
well, no,
it makes sense.
It probably means that like it doesn't.
Some
prove
people
that
say
it...
fluoride's bad for you. Some people say it's great for you.
Well, let's face it, genetics has more to do with whether or not your teeth rot than anything.
That is
true?
Also true.
Yeah,
why?
I've known people that have like genetically bad teeth, and everyone in their family's got
it's
fucking
dentures. It's the bacteria in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's
and
good bacteria, or shitty.
Yeah, it's chemistry. It's body chemistry.
Right, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it does. Some of it also does go back to diet when it comes to that as well.
Some people got weak-ass teeth.
Yeah, the real question is,
that's
how
right.
many times do I have to floss to be able to do my meth habit still? Like,
yeah.
Floss
like,
all the time.
Like
floss, like, seriously, for
every
hours.
Time you do meth.
Well, it depends on how many like, teeth you're looking to lose.
And how much meth
well,
you
here's
use.
Here's actually what I've been lectured on, all these new posters up in the dentist shop, the mouth shop that I've never seen before. That talk about the acidity of things that you eat and drink and how it's going to eat away at your enamel if you don't rinse your mouth effing out with water.
Where does semen
and
register?
So I believe semen, yeah, it's not acidic, it's alkali.
That's
yeah.
totally gross.
Just wondering.
But
protein.
But the big thing is, like, so often we, like, you know, we'll have that soda, we'll eat that food, and then we won't rinse our mouth out with water, and so that acid is corrupting our teeth.
Can I ask a question?
Whereas if we, yeah, hang on, though. Okay. Let me just finish the sentence.
Yeah, no problem.
Whereas if we would just rinse our mouth out after everything we'd eat or drink, it would save a lot of our teeth a lot of damage and wear over the time.
Makes sense.
So an acid burn would seem to neutralize the burn. If it's the opposite pH of acid, then
probably.
You would think. 409 actually neutralizes acid.
I don't think
the
it's very
time.
Strong alkali.
Dude, the next time.
Like a baking soda.
Yeah, you better
you
go
know.
With the 409.
The next time you got acid indigestion, come on over.
I bet also.
No, I can make my own semen, guys. Thank you.
But you can just like we'll scientifically with your intake and your, you know, whatever. Put the stuff you need to neutralize that in your body.
I have to masturbate without blowing myself. It's true.
All right. Let's get to our guests here this evening.
All right.
Please state your name and voice for the listening audience and what position you play for your team.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I play.
Can I get to see Kyle?
Hey, no.
How you get to see?
Is he
Kyle.
About this?
Kyle?
Is he about this tall, honey? Is
can
he
I
about
get
this?
A see Kyle?
No. Stop, honey. No. That's wrong. But I see Kyle right in front of me. He's about the A tall.
Kyle on the bass. There.
Oh, awesome.
Kyle on the bass
and the trombone.
The rusty trombone.
Yeah, it's not a very rusty trombone, but we're hoping that by the end of this episode, it'll be more rusty.
I'm or sure.
I've been saving. I've been saving up my urine all day.
Well, I was going to say, what makes it rust? Acidity, you know?
Yeah.
Well, oxidization. But you have to get through that shiny patina that's like coated on the whole thing.
Rusty trombone has nothing to do with pee.
I have to poop.
In the case of diarrhea, perhaps.
Yeah.
That's besides the point.
Can I Cleveland Steamer your rusty trombone?
Rusty trombone is this thing we're talking about. Cleveland Steamer.
Can I eggs Danny Thomas style?
I'm just going to bring that rusty trombone in the middle of this room, and we're just going to see who gets excited, all right? Who gets excited? Yeah, that's happening later in the show.
We'll have to invite Rick in to see how the homosexual community feels about that.
Kind of like worshiping the devil, don't you think?
What?
No, honey. No, not like it at all. To your left, sir.
I'm Chris, and I play guitar and vocals.
Nice. And downstairs in the bowels of the studio where nobody cares about you, the drummer.
Yeah, this is Ian. I'm the one with the Britney mic.
Oh, Ian brought his own mic.
Yeah. Hi, Britney.
And it's on his face.
I was thinking, did Rick sample?
No, not just you know the
we
one
should
I
get
want.
One of those
it's
for
on his,
our drummers.
It's on his face.
FF.
Face.
They really no, the other one in harmony.
Face.
It's on his. Oh wait, here's face.
Face faggot.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Face.
New band nickname.
That's not the first time I've been called that.
Face faggot.
Friends of the shows.
When Chris got a hold of me about booking this. He said, yeah, I'm almost half embarrassedly. I could read through the text. And our drummer has a headset mic.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about here. This is actually the next generation of drummers.
I think do you
harmonize real good or do you just moan?
I'm ahead of the curve.
How much was it?
Like $89. It's pretty cheap.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, that's actually
that's like $30 cheaper than the mic I usually use.
Yeah. Okay. I did spoken word poetry for 20 years. I always wanted one. That's not bad at all. They used to cost like hundreds of dollars.
Well, and the audience knows better than we do. The audience knows better than we do how good I made it sound. Because right now it sounds kind of crappy for talking.
Well,
but
just wait till the magic starts.
Well,
yeah.
If you haven't, you got to give inspirational speeches too, though.
So, Ian,
teeth.
Ian, have you tried the new Model T Ford? I've been driving it around the neighborhood. It only gets 7 miles per gallon. I have to crank it every morning, and it runs on wood.
I think I could actually probably better make juice at Costco for people. Maybe step right up. We're gonna make a smoothie here.
Hey, where can I go? Okay, take your order for it.
Orange drink. Orange drink.
Okay, that's one order of chicken McNuggets.
And then
it's a badass mic.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. Yeah. I'm jealous.
We should get those.
One Ton Dooley should have those, dude.
Fuck yeah.
We should all wear
all of
mics.
That's right.
One Ton Dooley
podcast.
One Ton Dooley and the podcast. We do walk around the fucking neighborhood, man.
Yeah no shit.
I want royalties on that shit.
Podcast on the road wireless.
Yeah, we'll definitely give you props.
Yeah,
I don't know about royalties.
It.
Hey,
well,
if this works out, you could be a recurring guest even. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe work you into the show somehow.
That'd be cool.
I'm thinking more of a brisk jog. No walking, a brisk jog. I mean, there's some movement.
Brisk jog.
Kyle like, definitely wants
a
brisk jog.
Foreskins and he's hot.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Brisk jog.
The brisk jog.
I thought brisk jock. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's just somebody who gets out and runs at 4 in the morning. You know.
He's always in a hurry.
He likes sports
and fitness.
Jocks play sports.
Hey, shall we kind of maybe get in some cohesion, format, structure, and have you guys play a song here at the top of the show?
I felt the first music break coming on.
Yeah, it did.
Did we all feel it? It was like
it.
Chris Rory's about to say they should play.
That was a nice opening. Let's get to a fucking song. This is episode 250. We're all feeling it, man. We know how the show works.
I know how to do this. I think.
And you guys got songs, right?
Yeah, got a couple.
Everyone
a couple.
Too.
We wrote them on the way over. So.
I think so. Ready to go. Yeah. This one is called Dark Daisy. We'll be right back.
That was grungy.
That was really fucking cool.
I was hoping that was a fakey ending, and then you made eye contact with me, and I realized it was done.
Well, we realized it was kind of short. We had another one going.
No, that's awesome.
About. We're not sure how much time we got here. So.
Do you want to do another one?
So much fun.
Sure, we got a short one. Yeah,
we got like a minute long one.
It's a short one. Yeah.
Perfect.
You only get to play one more song in this whole podcast, so you better do it now.
Okay. And we're just going to tell you that.
Only if you look me straight in the eyes while
we haven't busted
out
trombone yet.
I'm going to.
No, we did all that setup.
I will stare at you confrontationally throughout the whole song.
You're thinking the trombone.
I imagine that's what you're going to do to the lady that took your acting job. Politely and confrontationally.
Just watch from the audience with my arms crossed and just keep lock eye contact the whole fucking time.
Sip your drink out of a straw.
Shake your head.
Every wrong move, an eyebrow is just going to twitch a little bit.
Whisper to the
give
person
the
next to you once in a while.
Oh, right. But not take my eyes off.
Oh, no.
Like, just lean over and whisper while still staring.
You should make sure she can read your lips when you go, this bitch is hacking it up.
All right. Bad news. This was called bad
okay,
news.
Okay,
bad
another news. Song. 1 minute song. Do it. Fucking garage did you guys crawl out of? Jesus God Christ. Damn.
That's right.
Are you guys all from Reno? Or
we are.
Played some
born and bred.
Nice.
Born and raised.
Nice.
Dude, when you guys just talk, you sound like a bunch of queers, but when you play, you fucking kick ass.
I was trying to make that same point earlier. Again, hey, rusty trombone Jesus. In the middle. A little bit. Wink, wink.
Line them up.
So yeah, let's talk about cum some more. Is that acidic?
And you guys are young dudes, so like that kind of like 80s hardcore.
Yeah, reminds me a little bit of Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
No, that's a great fucking,
some grungy shit. Yeah.
I think when we wrote that song, my first thought was like, this kind of sounds like Dead Kennedys. My new favorite
great.
Song.
No, you guys, you guys definitely have an 85 to 93 kind of fucking punk rock thing going on there. Yeah.
So puberty was in full effect. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, 93 is such a good year.
Such a good year.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Dude. But I mean, dude, if you grew up in the 80s, somebody would have smacked that lisp right out of your mouth.
What?
I swear.
That's not true.
Dude, in the 80s, are you kidding me? If you didn't act like a total butch asshole, everybody
really?
Called you faggot and beat you up.
Watch any movie.
I guess I didn't know anybody who acted like that.
Right, because it was the 80s.
Like a meme that I've seen on the internet recently. I was punk rock back in the days when they called it, hey faggot.
I think there's a Dead Kennedy song. That,
that's the truth right fucking there, man. We were all freaks. We were all faggots. And we all banded together against dickwads.
Yeah. Then there was the skinheads, and then
somebody else. The skinheads were the kind of weird third yeah. redheaded stepchild. Yeah.
You're
thing
not
in the
normal,
whole
and you hate gays.
Yeah.
And blacks.
And you're afraid of everybody that doesn't look like your grandfather. Yeah.
I was afraid of my grandfather.
That's right, so. Baby.
Right. I lived in fucking fear of that man.
Grandfather's still the
I didn't
want
to hang out with bald, angry men. That was like going to grandma and grandpa's.
No, oh, man. I have the greatest grandpa.
A lot of those
ever.
Skinheads that were around town when we were young are in prison now, I think.
Dude, they were hot as
or
balls.
Or they're recovered. Well, they're like hippies.
So,
my only skinhead friend, he was like super against racism. He was like anti-racist. Yeah. Skinhead.
Okay, no,
guys
the
sharp,
something
about
the bootstraps, like the color of the laces you wore, like meant what you.
No,
got.
No, sharps. There are skinheads against racism.
I'm talking about the ones
racism
in Reno in 1990.
Most racist skinhead kids I knew weren't even really skinheads. They had hair on their heads.
Yeah.
True that.
All right.
But I do remember coming from Missouri and, you know, and there's the whole music scene around the college towns around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'm reading all the punk rock zines. This is back in like 93, 94, 95 kind of thing. And, you know, the whole community of analog punk rock in those days. And then and there's a lot of underground KKK action in all the small towns everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The big cities, it was probably like even deeper underground. I didn't know about it in St. Louis, but I'm sure it existed. All the small towns, it's like in the back of the pipe.
20 miles
shop.
Out of St. Louis, I'm sure it's just happening.
Right. Well,
it's
in the back room of the pipe and coin shop, and they've got some SS uniforms up on a wall. You know, hey, it's memorabilia.
It's
what do you think of that?
It's a conversation
son?
Piece.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Now, then I come out to Reno in the mid-90s, and Church of the Creator from East Peoria, Illinois. It was this a Christian white power group recruiting young men out of, like, Spanish Springs and literally, you know, going to shows with flyers and inciting fights with everybody who was just out to maybe not have some drinks or have some drinks and watch a show at FSU or something, you know.
Like straight edge kids.
But they weren't straight edge kids. Yeah. They were racist kids who looked like
so
straight
weird.
Edge.
There were straight
kids.
Edge too around back then.
Some of them did overlap. Yes. It's
well, they weren't the same people, but they were. They both had the same haircut, and they were both
Ding.
Not the kind of people you wanted to hang out with.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I just remember in those years trying so hard to not sound gay. Like my whole life.
Yeah.
Just like, don't sound gay.
Well, yeah.
Don't sound gay.
Bad things
don't be gay, Spike.
Gay
and
don't
now
be gay.
I meet fucking straight kids who seem like way gayer than I was. And I'm happy for the world that we're okay with it now,
yep.
You know?
It's gotten a lot
but
better.
But you walk to school uphill in the snow both ways.
It was awful. With them just calling me faggot every 10 seconds, it was really awful.
That was so warming.
But then you'd like, you dye your hair fucking mohawk and get the eyebrows and be all...
Yeah,
because you
fuck
know you're
you.
Gonna get it when you do that too.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. No, look like a freak. Why not?
You're fucking.
I'm not
gonna.
Well
go
yeah.
Frankly,
yeah.
I got
you're
called. I got
rock,
called
dude.
Faggot so much throughout high school. I went to college and I fucking tried it, motherfucker. Maybe I will like it. And well,
the faggot.
Oh, baby, don't call him that.
Not so much.
We talked about that.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's like Fort Lauderdale, a nice place to visit, but
yeah.
I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, like me banging chicks. It's a nice place to visit. You know, you really feel like a man when you're fucking a woman. It's weird.
No, it's
you
awesome.
Really feel like a man fucking a man too. Like,
well, it depends on how you're doing it, Rory.
Well, I'm not the one getting fucked. We'll just leave it at that.
Man,
I don't know.
Wow, tops or bottoms, go.
Only person who's ever done that, the only person who's ever fucked me was a woman with a strap on.
Yikes.
That's as straight as you can get. I mean, that's really straight.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah, it is
yeah,
straight.
You did.
I don't mind sucking dick, but I don't like butt sex.
Man.
It's a bumper sticker.
And $20 is $20.
I had a straight friend tell me that he had a boyfriend once, and I was all, "What do you mean you had a boyfriend?" He said, "Well, you know, we'd watch movies and eat pizza and then suck each other's dicks." And I was like, "Yeah, that's a boyfriend."
Yeah.
I've had a boyfriend before. That's exactly what it's like.
Wasn't a straight
See,
friend.
I had a friend who said, "Hey, remember in like seventh grade, you'd go hang out with your friends, you'd all kind of like circle jerk in the dark."
I don't remember those kids.
Yeah, no, really, it was all like fun. It wasn't gay at all. It was just, you know, like everybody rubbing one out.
staring contest while you're jacking off. That was a metaphor. Jack off to him, please.
I've heard tell that it's not just a metaphor. Just maybe. So, should we talk about the band?
Oh, yeah,
please.
Yeah. Let's get off jerking at each other's.
The band is laughing and amused. They're having a good time, right?
Ian, yeah, this is fun so far, right?
Ian, this is a normal afternoon, normal evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
okay.
is no different than band practice.
I mean, and you guys are jumping in at any time here. But
way more close.
How often do you jerk off each other?
No. Probably. That's a question for the quiz, man.
Sorry,
How often do you masturbate?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
save that for
later.
The quiz. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay, now you have a little cheat sheet. That's one of your fucking questions. There is a quiz later.
I hope I pass.
So we had the pleasure of seeing you guys at Merry Anarchy just this past winter.
Yeah. Oh, is that how this
benefit for good buddy Ted?
That was awesome.
And really, thank you guys for being here, being there.
Thanks for having us.
That was really you guys really impressed me, and I wanted to reach out and make sure you guys got on the show.
That was
after
a good night, dude. That whole fun lineup.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a fun night.
Lots of good bands.
But
is this the end of the subtitles night, and I missed the beginning?
That was it. Yeah.
Fuck, exactly. I missed you guys. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Boo.
While you guys, are Reno born and bred, but how long have you been playing together as this trio?
Shit.
As this trio.
As this trio? Like
5 years? 4 years? 5 years?
Well, if you go back to the other band, then it's more like 9 years.
Jesus, how old are you guys?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How many bands have you been?
You're bar age.
We're in our 30s.
Yeah, we're in our
30s.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah.
Okay, but what? But this band, how long have you guys been
together? This band's like 3 years.
3 years? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you guys, your name is not unknown to the flyers and the Facebook
events. It's just really
events.
Fucking long.
Yeah, nobody can remember.
No, it's great. It's like a Horseman of the Apocalypse kind of thing.
We were debating on switching it, but then we got a bunch of shows booked, and we're like, fuck, we can't switch it now.
Right.
Yeah.
You get
so, we're
and
stuck
then you,
with it.
Once you brand yourself, you're branded.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a fucking cow.
Right.
Yeah. I once tried to change my name from Reverend Rory Dowd to Owen Utah. Guess how well that worked. I'm Reverend Rory Dowd.
Not Owen Utah, so probably not very well.
Why would you change it to Owen Utah, Rory?
It's my drag name. It is my middle name and the name
you
of the street
dresses?
I grew up on.
You,
but it sounds. But Owen Utah, that doesn't. That kind of sounds. That Owen Utah. That's a porn star name.
Wait, what is the recipe again?
Your middle name and the name of the street you grew up on.
What if you grew up on a bunch of different streets?
Yeah. No, it's not. That's not the recipe. It's supposed to be.
That's
the
old
and the street you grew up on.
Your first what?
Your first pet and the street you grew up on.
That's
which
your
would make me
name,
well, yeah,
though,
and
right?
that would
oh,
make okay, that would
name.
Make me Annabelle Utah,
I'd be Megan Sawyer.
You'll be what, Megan Sawyer?
Megan Sawyer.
that really fits you.
Oh wow, that's a porn name.
There's a Megan Sawyer listening. We apologize. Sorry, all the actual Megan Sawyers out
I'm
there.
I'm Gypsy Nelson.
Mine is Sassy J Street.
I got your J
that's
Street
hot.
In my pants.
That's hot.
That's pretty bitchin'.
Look, that's really awesome.
I don't have a middle name, so what do I do?
Sassy J Street. Yeah. We got to write that shit.
I don't have a middle name, so I can't play.
You don't have a middle name?
But I did grow up on Iroquois Street, so.
Your first pet?
I think your middle name should be Fernando.
Oh,
Fernando Iroquois? That's a great
Fernando
name.
Fernando Ramirez.
Pet.
It's your pet, Max Iroquois. That's my point.
It's not Iroquois. It's Iroquois.
All right, Iroquois.
The S is silent. It's a French word. I'm sorry. I'm real picky about it because it's a Native American tribe.
Well, I was
going to
say
that's
Native American.
Because they actually were one of the big influences on how our democracy works because of their involvement with the Algonquin tribal group.
That would be like if you said Paiute.
Hey, look at the teacher. The teacher approves.
Well, regardless how I say it, fellas.
All right.
Spot on. If I'm Max Iroquois, can I get work in porno?
Yeah, if there's any Iroquois,
oh yeah, that sounds like
probably
you
Max
France.
Iroquois. Yeah, you have a big red dick.
In
France, man. That's a stereotype.
Yes.
Any Iroquois listening, I apologize. You say you want to see my testicles?
First Nations brothers be swinging pipe. I'll just say that.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here for our Iroquois listeners out there and say. maybe you should probably not listen to us.
And I'm just saying, First Nation brothers be swinging pipe. Nation. That's respectful.
Oh, my God.
We're against the Dakota Access Pipeline, by the way.
And most, I don't ever recall asking people to see my testicles before.
Should we call up? Should we call up?
Yeah, where did Rick get that one
You totally
from?
Said that.
Speaking of Dakota Access Pipeline thing, should we call up Chad Sorg?
Is he out there?
Dude, he was out there for like a month and a half. And he's left since. When the tribal leaders asked everybody to disperse, he dispersed.
Okay.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
That is not what they call that's that is not
they're
what
not
they
earwigs,
call them.
They're earwigs.
They, the people they are water earwigs. Protectors.
Hey, I said and that about doing, something
and
else. Too.
And they're doing God's work, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once there's a lot
and
of earwigs.
I'm not a religious man, but
in
I'll
Long
just say
Beach.
That.
And I stand by that.
All right, back to the band. What do you got next for us here? You can play us some more music.
Yeah, I got something deep and thoughtful for you.
What cool. I do want to ask you guys about your band before we just hop into the song. Okay, so, all right, 3 years here. Where's your favorite place to play? Where have you played at most? Where would people know you from?
We've played probably Shays the most, and I love the stage and the sound. Mm-hmm. Smoke kind of kills me, but other than that, I love it in there.
You guys
but
got a good sound for Shays, too.
Yeah. We just played the Saint 2 weeks ago.
How was that?
It was cool. It was all punk shows. It was like us, the Misfits, and Donkey Jaw. It was like a anti-inauguration.
Fuck yeah.
Punk show.
Donkey Jaw.
Fun.
We had them in on when they first got together.
Awesome.
I love
they're
those
really
kids.
Good.
Of Donkey Jaw.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. But
Zach's a cool dude.
But we still miss playing back in the day at like Archaic and Stoney's.
Ooh.
Those are the good days.
Yeah. What band
those
were
are some deep
then?
References.
We were near life experience back then.
Okay. Yeah. I remember your name on flyers. I don't think I ever saw you.
That sounds really positive, like weapons of mass creation.
Yeah, it makes you think.
Well, we were young and optimistic, so we had
fucking all death, floods, and droughts, and everything sucks.
Yeah, guys.
Wow. Since you brought it up, do you know good buddy Tress over at Sticker Guy? She was involved with a lot of stuff over at Archaic.
Yeah, I met way back in the day.
Punk rock chick.
Before. Yeah, I think I talked to her about some stickers, actually. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very nice.
We actually have a song, too. We're not going to play it tonight, but I mean, the basement shows here in Reno and like the DIY, like that Woo! Scene was, I'm just saying it was amazing. Like, even though we're playing our Archaic and everything, I think like when we first started playing.
The Rue, Ryland Street.
Yeah, and I got to say.
Basement and all those places, I mean, they were incredible.
Zeke's Casa.
Zeke's Casa. Cool.
Yeah. To delve into this, a fond farewell to Ground Zero.
Oh.
Yeah. Closing the doors this past week. That was a fucking punk place.
Somebody else got to pick up the baton there.
But that was I mean, they put on shows there for what, 10 fucking years plus, something like that.
I think the greatest thing though is like whenever we have a lack of places to play. I mean,
someone
opens up their basement at their house, and even keeps if it alive. Doesn't last that long, they keep it going. And you know, you don't see that in every city. So I'm gonna applaud Reno for that.
Reno has a long
right. No, there's a tradition of it. Somebody always does pick up the fucking torch, so there's always a place that's not a 21 up club, so that all the punk rock kids can go see fucking good punk rock music.
Yeah, I mean, the Holland Project wasn't there a long time ago. Like, you couldn't have all ages places a long time.
And Holland, fuck yeah. Holland, like,
and that place is made up by those people who made the basement shows to begin with. So.
But those basement shows have to keep happening, I think, to keep everything relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree.
All of the, really. And any of you parents out there who are like in your 40s, your 50s, and your kids are like, you know, early tweens and teenagers, let them go to these stupid unsupervised basement shows where,
they're
going to be around people drinking and smoking pot and cigarettes. But you know what?
Some paint or something.
They're your kids. Do you fucking trust them or not?
And most of the time, that stuff's like on the hush and in the background. Like, they're there for the music.
No, but I'm just saying it. I mean, to be real, it effing happens.
It's
and
there.
It is going but don't let your fear of what might happen prevent your kids going out and getting involved.
No, we
your
were
kids
in
going
high
out and get and reading a flyer about like civil disobedience legalization issues.
Punk rock is good for your kids.
Yeah,
yes.
It really is.
It made me a better person.
Goddamn. Punk rock saved my life, quote unquote.
Right. Those places move the scene forward and they keep it creative and they keep it fresh, and those are the best sounds you hear. So like just keep it going. going. All those young kids out there, keep it going, guys.
And when you were at those shows, you never had strange sex with some stranger and dropped acid while you were doing fucking. Yeah.
Frankly,
and
I did sure? most of the yeah. time when I did that shit. It was after I started going to bars.
Right.
I'm just
pretty
yeah.
sure
straight
I went
up.
To a show that a guy vomited on me the whole show. What was that show? Who was that? Remember that guy?
Phantom Limbs.
Phantom Limbs,
Ooh, right.
I'm pretty sure he vomited all over everyone.
He drank paint first.
Yeah, yeah,
he
did
drank
paint.
A bottle
what?
Of paint.
So was his puke color? What color
was
it?
Yeah, it was the paint
it was white.
Color.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
white paint.
Yeah.
That guy sounds rad.
Dude, if you're going to drink paint, you should drink something more colorful.
He was in
white.
His whitey tighties, though, so he was painting himself all white.
So, moms, let your kids go to
like a live art project.
Really?
Hey,
when your kids, no, and really, when your kids go to rock shows and they see guys and gals in their 20s, 30s, and 40s embarrassing themselves all fucked up on drugs, it does not most of the time make your kid want to do drugs.
Nope.
It makes them go, oh.
I started the coolest dude ever.
Other times, though, when that rock star is offering your child drugs, well, just hope you taught them right.
I started going to shows at 14. And I didn't have my first drink until 20. So
did you go?
I went for music. I went for this show.
Did you go to shows back in the old Delmar? The old Delmar station.
I started getting into the scene right. Like
Ian, you went to those?
I did. Yeah. I was
kick ass.
Fall Silent shows.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch was
right?
there. And yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Some of those last years there. There's like AFI and Fugazi played a show there.
I saw some really
great
shows at Del Mar.
Great bands, yeah.
I saw NoFX there.
I was
super bummed. I had a whole collection of tickets from Del Mar.
You saw Fear?
I saw Fear at Del Mar.
Nice.
Lee Ving was like 50 years old, but he still fucking kicked ass.
He still kicks fucking ass.
I'm sure he does.
He was the best part of Clue the movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Fear was good.
Do you know that?
Clue the movie? I've seen the movie.
He's Mr. Body. That is Lee Ving. In Clue, he's the guy who dies in the beginning.
What?
That is Lee Ving.
Wow.
Bam. Mic drop.
Just drop some knowledge.
But don't drop the mic. There.
No, yeah, these are expensive mics. That's why I say mic drop instead of slamming Rick's equipment to the floor.
The bass player could drop his mic. That one's cheap.
That's why your bass sounds like
well,
shit.
Well, if you say it. Is that why the bass sounds like shit? Okay.
What have been some of your favorite bands in Reno in the last year? What are some of your favorite bands in Reno right now? Whether it's to play with or to listen to, what are your favorite bands right now?
I really dig Basement Tapes. I like that kind of Ramones-y surfer punk rocky thing. I really like Donkey Jaw. That was the first time I ever heard them, was that show. They were awesome.
Those kids are really talented.
Corner Store, that was a good band.
Oliver. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got to throw out to my friend Margie and Roxy Colley. They're amazing.
Fuck yeah.
Bang, bang.
That guy over there, too. Nick over there. Roxy Colley.
Margie, good friend of the show and habitual babysitter of my daughter.
Why you got to make it weird?
I'll throw it out to Machine Gun.
Because Margie's cooler than you, you little.
They're pretty awesome.
Those guys are great.
Lots of good bands. But probably my all-time favorite Reno band of all time, This Computer Kills. They're always my favorite.
They were good, yeah.
Good pull.
Fall Silence, a hard number two.
You know, throw 7 seconds out there. No.
That was like almost before.
They're not
me.
Currently.
That was before you were
But like,
if we're talking
you
all
got
time,
to go
though,
see.
We're talking all time.
No, it's cool that Fall Silence started playing shows again.
Yeah,
we're one of those old guys there.
We're making new music.
I'm gonna tell you guys. They were supposed to be on the show tonight.
They were
going to
be our 250th guest.
Suck it, Fall Silence.
We trumped you guys.
But not really. We'd love to play.
Yeah,
with
we
you guys.
Totally.
Yeah, honestly, we'll open for you guys.
We totally bump
in
it
a heartbeat.
For you guys.
I'll open the doors. I'll open the car.
Would you just say we don't? Everything. We gave you a Donnie.
No, they evidently stretched themselves a little too thin. They've got some album release show coming up here at the Skate Jam.
Yeah, the Skate Jam.
And I think they really want to like dial their shit in because, frankly, they like all of us are older, and frankly, we want what they got, and I don't think they want to come up being shabby.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm really looking forward to the
skate jam.
They put
out is like they never stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dudes are rad.
Um,
yeah.
But I'm glad we're still going punk rock for the 250th episode. I would not want to have a reggae band or something.
No, we are
some
show,
weird show. The punk, we are we show the
about
band.
We are show about the Reno scene, and for so much of for my last 20 years in Reno, it's been the Reno punk rock, the Reno metal, the Reno goth kids, or however you want to call it. Like, not you know what
the
I mean.
The hardcore kids, yeah.
Right, yeah, the freaks.
The true blue fucking
hey,
believers.
Hey, you know.
Whatever you're into, if you believe it enough, it can be real.
And
know?
So, you know, it's really cool to like, have you guys on the show, who probably when I showed up into town 20 years ago, you were just starting to go to shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, really. Like,
about the exact same timeline, yeah.
Exactly.
Do
you ever make it to
the
Ryland House, Pete Manchetti's Ryland House?
In the back where you go through in like the garage back
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Where the Phantom Limbs guy puked
Green Day
all over
played
Kyle.
Down there.
Hey.
Green Day played
I lived on that. I lived on that couch for like 3 months when I first moved to town.
Right across the street at Park Street. Used to go to tons of shows at Park Street House, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably with Zoinks, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
There's some annoying shows there.
Zunks played out in Hawaii with Green Day at like a big show. Like
Green
10
Day
years
used to
later.
Come up to Reno quite frequently.
There's like some big bands that like Common Rider played there. I mean, like there's some big bands in those little basements.
Oh,
like,
actually,
I think
in that Ryland
show was
fucking
in a basement.
Marilyn Manson,
Sham 69 is going to be playing in Shades.
Like the year before,
that's crazy.
I want to say it was in 91 or 92 before I was even in town. But Marilyn Manson played the fucking Ryland Wheeler basement. I know,
before
and he totally got naked in Pete Manchetti's basement, straight up. That is the story I've heard. That is the story I heard, yes.
Well, at the Fallout shelter, I did witness him actually stick the mic up his ass.
I've heard that too,
It looked like he had a tail. It was cute.
Fallout shelter, cute. Now
you would have loved it, Rick.
Fallout shelter, now a bowling alley.
Actually, that's next door.
But no, I you know, we've been we've had a couple of younger Reno bands on the show in the last couple of weeks, and it's really good to see that the tradition is still alive with that we're not just like, you know, dumbasses tilting at windmills, but there are dudes in the community, dudes and gals in the community still coming up and making great
Don Quixote
music.
Rules. Just saying.
Okay, we're 50 minutes into the show. We've heard two short songs.
Let's hear some rock. Please, dude. More. Give us like four real quick ones or something. Okay. Okay.
Pretty sure Fall Silent inspired this one.
Yeah!
Do it!
Oh, that's the one
playing. Danny G.
Oh, Cowboy.
Oh. We'll play this one and then the Fall Silent-y one. All right. Cowboy.
I'm so can't win, I'll just give in. I don't wanna fight, no, I just wanna sleep tonight. But Jesus, baby, just pray. Pray it all away. Pray it all away. Things will be okay someday. Oh, baby, just pray. Pray it all away. Things will be okay when you're lying, lying in your grave.
When's your next show?
Ian! April 11th. Ian downstairs, motherfucking vocals.
Losing your shit.
Yeah, dude. That was that band awesome. Clear?
His Lady Gaga mic was on
fire.
It's
all fire. In the Britney mic.
You can make more than gay dance music with those mics.
Express yourself.
Yeah, April 11th at Shea's with Chiefs and... Help me out.
Oh, Chiefs and...
April 11th and Shays.
Yeah. With two other awesome bands from Arizona. That's
all right, so rad.
And
rad.
How can people keep up with you? Are you on the Facebook?
Yeah, we're on
Facebook.
We do have the Facebook machine.
We're on Bandcamp,
operation,
too,
and SoundCloud. Too.
Or no, yeah, SoundCloud, that's it.
SoundCloud and Facebook? Yep. Do you do the Twitter machine?
I don't
care about the Twitter.
I don't.
Okay. Fair enough.
I love Flood, Fire, Death, Drought.
Thanks, man.
They're good.
Sweet
cool.
guy.
Yeah, appreciate
it. I'm so happy you guys are 250th episode.
Us too. We feel really honored.
I'm going to drop something too real quick. So we're trying to put together a show. We don't have any dates yet, but it's going to be kind of a mixtape show at the Saint. With,
maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I've reached out to them and we're waiting. So
we're waiting.
See.
Well, we're hoping to do it.
On what day?
We don't know.
We're not sure
yet.
We're
trying to do a benefit show.
Yeah, a benefit for Awaken. And again, it's a mixtape show, so we're trying to get... four different bands with four completely different genres to show up at the Saint. And again, all proceeds go
or
to
somewhere.
Awaken.
Or
well, Roxy Colley's down.
Love Roxy
Colley. I could speak for them.
All right, boom.
What about
we got
Dooley?
Two.
Dooley's down.
Dooley's down, but I think we're very similar in style, kind of.
No, I don't think we're similar.
I mean, you want to get
style.
Radically different.
No, no, no,
Southeast,
no, no.
West.
Like a mix.
We're
way
more butt rock than
yeah.
They are.
We're looking that's like cool.
We're
just like,
way more butt rock.
Oh, I mean, hey, yeah, one done Dooley, we'd be
yeah.
Down,
we're just
I'm
saying
sure.
We just want really? Four different genres, like open everyone's eyes, and again, get a bunch of different.
Do this,
you know. Cliques or groups to come out and support a really good cause. So again, there's no dates, there's not a venue. We're hoping the Saint will do it, but
we actually haven't planned anything.
We haven't planned anything. This is in my
head. So this is notice.
And no, listeners
notice.
Who
notice
are in
to
bands.
Everyone out there to come out
really,
when this happens.
Who the fuck listens to the Worst Little Podcast?
Bunch
but
of musicians.
Other musicians and your girlfriends.
Right.
So if anybody knows
moms.
How to do that.
And moms.
And moms.
And moms.
Moms. Hot moms.
Only for the hand jobs.
My mom does not listen.
Dills.
My mom is very proud of my success. So, Rick.
They play another song.
Playing another song.
Can we please have more music?
Yeah.
I want another song.
More music, and then we're going to do the thing.
I'm loving this.
We're going to get a little medley.
So get ready, Rick.
Okay.
We're doing
Cool
Kids?
No,
5150. Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah, all right.
This is a Fall Silent one, right?
Fall Silent. Inspired, yeah. Years and years of going to Fall
it's
Silent.
Dedicated
shows.
To Fall Silent. Motherfucker. We'll be right back.
can't see it, beaten, defeated. You can't see it, broken and bleeding. You can't see it, beaten, defeated. You can't see it because it's fading away.
You don't know Riku.
You're a child.
You guys sound like Reno.
That's like the best compliment. Wow. That was
like,
best.
Really, man, I was feeling it. That was fucking spectacular.
That's by far the best compliment ever.
Can we, let's talk about that for a second, though. There is a Reno sound. There is like a Reno
bass
line sound when it comes to bass players, guitar sound when it comes to guitar players, and it's fucking awesome.
For real.
But,
no,
dude, it's like Chinese food. In China, they just call that food. So I just think that's
just
what music is supposed
sound.
To sound
yeah.
like.
Right. Rick has never lived anywhere else either. Excuse me. Sparks.
Yeah. Sparks has another sound.
In all fairness, I grew up in Sparks, but at
where
age
about?
Of 18. Spanish Springs.
Oh.
He was a rich kid.
SS.
Are
dude,
you
that's
Spanish?
Where we drove our ATVs when
you,
I was little.
You have
you
seen
us.
Kyle, Nevada.
You would lead us.
Me and Kyle were real Sparks kids.
Yeah, Greenbrae and Greenbrae. 18th Street, man.
Thank you.
That's
thank
real
you.
Sparks, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
Probasco
Sawyer
shit.
Way,
right
fucking
here.
York.
Yeah, York,
yeah,
York Way, motherfucker.
York pyramid.
No, Yorkie. No
stupid
longer
Spanish
a
Springs
street.
Kids.
2755.
Galton Fourth.
I'm an Arlington baby.
There you go. It's a nice street.
Yeah, that is it.
All right, Rick. Can I have my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, and gentlemen involved with this quiz, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask the three of you some very raunchy and ribald questions. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
We will be judging you.
Oh, great.
Just so you
I
know.
Love judgment.
Perfect. Not silently, but out loud. Okay. What? Kyle.
Penis.
Was your first album you ever purchased with money?
Oh, you want to ask that real question right there? Okay.
Yeah.
It had a 2 on it, and it might have been Boys to Men.
Save for me. Save for me.
Please.
Do we have a 2 for Boys to Men here? I'm sorry. What year? What album?
How many albums
do you like it in your face?
I don't know what year.
It's the one with like Bended Knee, I'll Make Love to You.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
There you go.
89.
And I'm not embarrassed one bit.
I was going to say like 91.
Play Barbies?
Yeah,
I had Barbies at my house. Yeah.
1990-ish.
First time I probably had money.
Okay.
Yeah, that I spent my own money.
Yeah,
on an
album. Nice. Ian downstairs.
Mine was Dr. Feelgood by Mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
excellent
Ian.
Album.
Ian's always so
the
fucking
only
cool.
Dude in the band.
Oh. Excellent album.
It was actually a tape. I bought the tape.
I can't.
Yeah.
What a hipster.
That's
even
better.
He's just embarrassed to say Crisscross. He's embarrassed to say Crisscross.
I had the same cassette, my friend. Yeah. I enjoy liner notes.
Many a mixtape out of that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
That's right.
Dr. Feelgood.
Ian, you are traveling across the country on a road trip in a car, San Francisco to Atlanta. What is the celebrity that is in your buddy road trip movie with you?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
John Turturro.
Ooh. Strong answer.
You can't fuck with the Jesus, man.
No.
Or Barton Fink.
So Pete. He and I have been friends way too long because I was going to say the dude, Jeff Bridges.
Ooh, yeah. The
We've been friends for way too long.
Dude, you guys would be so high. Be cool.
The Fisher King.
Never get pulled over drinking White Russians.
Till you crash.
Kyle.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Kyle's name a celebrity. Pop a celebrity in
Tom
the
Hanks, because he'd look alike.
Oh, no.
Papa Smurf.
I don't want to drive
with wow, he Captain is Jones. A bearded like Tom a- Hanks. Hanks.
Bill Cosby.
Tom Hanks doesn't have as much of a jowl to hide, but yeah.
That's called the daddy jowl. You got that one with the baby.
Do you
damn,
have,
well, oh, that was meaner with them when I said they talked like faggots.
Yeah. No. How old's your child?
He's 1 year old.
You have a complete pass until he's 4 on everything when it comes to physical appearance. Because, fuck it, you have a small child.
I know. I was about to say I'd take you as my buddy on the road trip, but now.
Oh. Talk
to you. He's not a celebrity,
I'm not a celebrity, though. My daughter says, Dad, you are Reno famous. And I said, honey, stop. That's an insult.
When you die, Rory, you'll be a celebrity.
Right. No, but really, real quick, off the top of your head, we've distracted you. Give me.
Honestly, probably Snoop Dogg.
Hey!
I'm just saying, like,
you would also
would there
be,
not
so
be a worse
fucking
trip?
High.
Yeah, but would there not the be a time. Worse trip? Every stop you made would probably
the
be
the man is eloquent and thoughtful and is involved in a lot of
and
different things.
And it's your road trip movie, and you can ask him anything you want. That's a very good answer.
There you go.
Also, like not a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah. True.
No. Murder was the case they gave him.
But he didn't take it. Kyle, the back door, entrance or exit?
That's an exit. Sorry, guys.
Exit only?
Exit only.
Good for you.
That's a one way out.
All right.
I think we're all three in agreement on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Consensus.
Just all right, now, yeah. to crawl back up the ladder, what if it's a girl you're with?
That's where food comes
in.
Ian?
I'm still saying exit. I'm not into it.
I'm down for pretty much trying anything.
Ah.
What if she's all, hey, fuck me in the ass?
Right, that's what I'm saying here.
Yeah, probably.
You're into it, okay. Chris?
If
she asks for it.
If it's with the lady, I don't really have any. I don't really have any barriers. Whatever. Anything goes.
So what's the difference between a boy's butthole and a girl's butthole? Nothing.
Air. Girls smell better.
Good.
All right, you gotta,
bam.
Not if they have that cologne.
Bam.
Yeah, that cologne, dude.
Pastries and
couple drops.
All right, Chris. In all of history, real people, no fictional characters. Who would you start a fist fight with?
That's Kyle, right?
Kyle. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Chris.
Because Chris was the last person I was talking to. So, Chris.
Right, and we never got Kyle's answer.
Can I get to see Kyle?
On the butt.
I believe on the butt, he indicated no on both.
No, right. Yeah, no, okay. No on the butt. And honestly, like, maybe I'm just a little bitter, but Tom Brady's a big douche, and I'd punch him in the face right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Oh,
Super Bowl bitterness. Okay.
The crowned king. All right.
And I would hope he'd be wearing his Uggs when I did it.
That made Chewbacca smile
You know he
a
would
bit.
Be. Well, I don't like Tom Brady at all, but.
He is the crowned king.
He'd throw a ball, right?
He's
in your
pretty
face.
Good.
I don't know
he's
why,
fucking
but...
the Aragorn of football right now. I'm just saying.
All right.
For
still
a long
sucks.
Time, I've wanted to beat up Ben Affleck. I don't know why.
Hey,
I couldn't tell you why.
Strong answer.
What?
Punch him in his dumb big head.
What movie started that? Or what era?
Even after you know, Argo?
Because I bet you can. Because
he keeps
it down.
Making these good movies, and I'm like, ah, oh, you son.
But where did that start? What movie?
Honestly, it wasn't
it?
A movie. He was on like one of the late night shows, like Jay Leno or something, and he was just being an uber.
He's a
douche,
huge
just
Tom
bragging
Brady
a,
fan. Also,
yeah, just bragging about how great he is, and how great his life
he
is.
Just like Tom
great
Brady
all the time.
Gotcha.
Cock. In the face.
Brady and Affleck fucked each other once.
Probably.
They did.
Quite a gross looking kid afterwards.
Ian,
I think
what about Brittany?
Baby. I think I'd choose off Brigham Young.
There you go.
Excellent.
Nice. Historical.
Excellent answer.
Good luck getting close to him. He's got like an army of avenging angels that will
for
pull you in from
not after Britney's through with him.
He's got the umum and the thumbum in his back pocket, bitch.
You just can't see him, though.
The
so can't use him on
commentary and expressions of the guests of the Worst Little Podcast do not represent everybody's feelings about it.
We love our
Mormon
brother.
No,
but you all know you believe
down.
Some fucked up shit.
It's pretty crazy shit.
As fucked up shit as the great zombie Jesus and the warring Muhammad. Like, it's all fucked up, really, at the end of the day. And it all says, be cool bitches.
I'll say that.
It's true.
Is it? Does it all say that? Does Scientology say that?
Because no, Scientology says capitalism rules, rape, rape, rape.
Yep. Yeah, well, we Catholics made the Bible.
Okay, a sidebar. If you have not watched the...
Riku with a good point.
If you have not watched the Leah Remini show about Scientology...
Rad. Oh, my wife's aunt is on that show.
It's actually pretty fucking cool and bizarre.
Let's go back to Ian for a second.
I'm more religious, not spiritual.
Yeah, Ian, your aunt's on that show?
My wife's aunt is on that show. She
literally,
like,
pretty much your aunt.
She lives in Clearwater. Her son currently is in that cult of a thing.
Oh, she was a family member.
She and her husband and her other son used to be in it, but now they're out. So, of course, they're like on the outside now.
Have you heard some crazy
shit? Hey, good
shit.
For them.
Oh, yeah, fucking great. We're actually going there in a month to visit them, so I get to go and check it out.
Hey,
Will you come back to the podcast and tell us all about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give them hugs from us.
I will. She's a brave lady. Like, it's pretty awesome.
Let's book these guys again so we can hear about that.
Totally. Because, like, you know, really, cults do fucking steal you from your own life.
Right.
And so people who are, like, able to get out of it, fucking kudos. To them.
Right.
And if you can't, please come join us at Dogwater Dick's Estate because we're starting a cult.
Heidi and Ed Adkins, I love
free
you.
Free Kool-Aid for everyone.
I'm worshiping the devil.
All right. Let's see. Ian, I guess we're going to start with you.
Right.
Favorite drunk food?
Ooh, favorite drunk food.
When you're hammered, what do you crave?
It's between Taco Bell and Jim Boys. It just depends on what's available.
Mexican.
There you go.
Mexican
tacos, burritos.
Tacos,
yeah.
All right.
Chris?
100% Jim Boys. Jim Boys all day, every day.
No. I want that right now.
Yeah, I know. I like do too.
I'm going with bourbon or beer.
More booze.
Fuck.
Good. Good answer, sir. How many books do you own? About near round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100.
Kyle.
Two?
This is so funny. How many books do you own, Kyle?
Well, hey, the Bible and the phone
book?
Can I
count my wife's books?
No.
That
is not the question.
Have you read them?
No, I will go to bat for this. You have a wife. It is part of your household.
Yeah,
you own these books.
I
will go to bat for you. I will go to bat for you on that.
I've literally been reading like hundreds of baby books. Like to my baby.
Oh,
can I count those?
Because that's the follow-up question.
What a red barn.
What's the last book you read?
Good Night Moon.
So Jimmy Fallon has a book called Dada, trying to make your kids say Dada. Yeah, that's
the last
book.
I read
that. All
right, cool. Right on.
And he didn't say it.
I love that.
Fuck that kid.
I know.
How many books do you own? 5, 10, 50, 100?
Somewhere between 2 and 300.
Okay, good man. What's the last book you read?
I'm reading two simultaneously because my wife is super duper pregnant, so I'm reading a book to get ready for that.
Okay, that doesn't count. What's it called?
It's called, there's Ina Maze, so it's like a really girly one about all the processes, and then there's one, Dude, You're Gonna Be a Dad, and it's actually pretty...
You're gonna be a dad,
but it's pretty good. Like, it's really well thought out. But
there's some good dad books out there. I was
most of it's kind of common sense.
We're living in the future.
Most of it's common sense, but
it's crazy. Yeah. What was the other shit you're working on besides dads?
Oh, I'm also reading The Outsiders.
Nice. Yeah. All right,
dude. I read that last year.
Stay gold, pony boy. So
I never read it as a. I never read it in high school.
Ian, downstairs, 5, 10, 50, 100. How many books do you own?
I probably closer to about 15, because when I'm done with a book, I usually give it away or sell it. I don't read it twice.
Oh. No, good ethic.
Awesome.
I don't hoard books.
It's not that you're stupid.
But you're bragging about not hoarding books. Negative points. Negative points.
No, I hoard books, and I'm trying to get more into the give them away once I'm done with them.
Always got to one-up everybody.
I'm with you.
No one likes a kiss-ass, Ian.
Ian, what's the last book you read?
Downstairs all by myself. Well, I'm in college. I'm in UNR. Again, right now, so not counting school books, the last regular book I read was Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath. It's a good book.
You're a fairly literate man, it sounds like.
So, somewhat.
He's got vocabulary for days.
I'm a good bullshitter. So.
What's your degree? What are you going for?
Secondary education. I'm going to be a high school teacher.
Oh, you heard.
That pays
you're
good.
A bitch.
Right, yeah, I'm doing it for the money and fame.
You could be famous.
Right.
High school teachers live forever.
Yeah, they do.
Lou Gossett Jr., he's famous, right?
Right. Yep, and Emilio Estevez.
Hey, Ian, round of the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100 frequency. How often do you masturbate?
Wow, like what's per day or per?
Yeah,
what is give us your
what's your frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. What you got?
Depends on the day, but yeah, usually once at least, twice maybe.
Jesus,
nice. Once or twice a day.
Ask him how many times during band practice. Just
I like
question. Follow up question.
A little less, so probably like 3 to 4 a week would probably be one.
Okay. Honest. Are you married?
I am married.
Oh, yeah. All three of you are married.
You all are like,
congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Dilfs.
Adults.
Dilfs, he says. Dilfs. And Kyle, how often do you rub one out?
I'm saying about every other day.
Yeah. I have a fiance. I'm in the either daily or every other day category, depending on how.
No one asked, Rory. Next question.
Burr.
Man.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Man, you just like threw me off and shit. Hey, hey, Kyle. When you search the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords?
Sexy time.
What do you search to jerk for?
You know,
what are your keywords?
Honestly, I type in Pornhub and
random.
Like the first random video that I see, I just go for it. Yeah,
random.
First good
bunny trail till you blow.
You don't
care. Hey, by the way, thank
is
you for the variety internet. Because like, can we just give it to the day where?
Yeah.
It was,
oh my god.
We're gonna make the sound. I see a shoulder. There's a boom.
You don't know. Dude, you don't know.
Serious cat and dog, no, motherfucker.
Driving 3 hours outside of town to a dusty crossroads in the middle of three fucking counties where there's this truck stop that's got this rack of porn that's like 12 feet fucking long.
Dude,
at the dead of fucking night, you know? Like,
well, I grew up here
that
in Reno.
Was porn.
Dude, well, I had to pay my 18-year-old friend to go to the dirty bookstore downtown while I sat in his car on Virginia the street, like trying to slump down so no one would see me, and he went inside and picked me out something good and gay.
Yeah. You millennials go get addicted to porn like it's fucking brushing your teeth.
It's a privilege, bullshit. Not a right.
Fucking A. Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah, it's got a good. Said that one. Stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
You do a rando. Chris, what about you? What are your favorite keywords?
Turtlenecks and taints. That's what I just throw on there.
Damn.
Whoa.
Together?
And Ian downstairs. What's your favorite keyword?
I had no knowledge that you could use the internet for any such.
You're so full of shit.
You're late for band practice.
Look up Blue Waffle, dude.
You're late for band practice. Your arm's swollen and you're walking bow-legged.
Yeah, that's my story.
That's a real thing.
To it.
That's your story you're sticking to? Yeah. Okay, 0 points is what you're sticking to. Upon your death, Ian, where would you haunt?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
Again, with the good question, Rory. Oh, Ian approves.
Yeah. Ian likes these questions.
Yeah, I like them. They're hard to answer.
This kind of kiss assery will maybe get sexually in second place at least.
All right. Rory likes a kiss ass, but none of us else do.
I would probably haunt that little bookstore down on Virginia Street we were talking about.
Yeah. By the Zephyr?
The one right next to the Z Bar?
Yeah, that one. The one across the street from the Saint. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of such place.
Dirty.
Heard of.
Dirty birdie.
I would definitely haunt a certain deli behind a certain St. James bar on California.
The Rubicon.
Because I haven't had very nice service there. Neither has my wife. And sandwiches are good. And people aren't very nice.
Yeah, but that chick ain't going to live there. Or they're not going to be there forever.
Somebody like them.
Then
is.
I'll go there, find her address printed somewhere, and go find her house.
And then go haunt her over there.
Booyah.
Okay, good. Right. Good follow-up.
Kyle? Where would you haunt?
I don't know. Next question.
All questions stump Kyle.
Bunch of zeros.
All questions are stumpers.
Taco Bell or something?
Right, Taco Bell. Jim Boys.
Burrito.
All right. Kyle, I'm going to go back to you. Pleased to be describing the age and circumstances of the loss of your womanhood, your flower.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What was that? 14?
Shit.
14.
And how did it happen?
At my house. Parents aren't home. You know, the typical, you know? So.
Well, no. Everybody's answer is different, man.
Really?
Everybody's answer
was
is different.
Was it a bro party or?
What was his name? No, don't tell us any names here. But okay, your parents, was, your oh, wait, bed wait, or oh, your parents' bed? No.
My bed. Yeah.
Your bed?
My bed. Parents' bed? I don't know. Man.
Afternoon or nighttime? Like at, right after school or on a weekend at night? You know?
Afternoon. Yeah, you got to okay. be when the parents aren't there.
The afternoon delight. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
18, a little bit of a late bloomer, but funny enough, about four houses down that way.
Wow.
In front of the Dogwater Studios
on
today.
This very yes. street.
No yes. shit.
Nice. To a lovely
That makes it
young
sexier because yeah. I almost feel right. like we could go there
now,
after the show.
Now, did she live
something.
With her parents?
No, that, we were actually house sitting for her grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Grandma had some money, huh?
Did the Damn. Dog watch?
The dog was outside, and, and we made it quick because we had tickets to see Monsters, Inc. right afterwards.
So. Dude, was, oh, it dude like, was it like
you,
doilies?
Wait, you banged in a grandma's house and saw
was
and
it like
then
the couch
went
to the bedroom? Or?
It's like a dream scenario.
Dude, that's like some
lots of points. That. Lots of points.
Did you,
right
Michael Jackson
there.
Shit right there.
It was fantastic.
Did
yes.
she enjoy it?
I'm
was it on the bed?
Say, yes.
Did you guys do it again?
Did you have a second
for
date?
For about 2.5 years.
Hey, yeah. All right. That was
Atta
well
boy.
Done.
At the time when you're thinking years from now, I'm going to record a killer podcast right down the street from here.
Like mid-thrust.
Impressed the
mid-thrust
so much.
Thought, yeah. Mid-thrust.
That's the only thing that got you off, right? Was thinking yeah, about just, this day.
Oh, can we get a podcast?
I'm totally going to tell the podcast about this.
Hey, Ian.
Here's a kid jerking off at home going, this is going to happen for me.
If you can dream it, you can do it, kid.
Yeah. Don't dream it.
Be it.
Be
motherfucker.
It.
All right, Ian, all downstairs.
My wedding night.
Whoa. What?
Yo. Someone's Man. Trying to lose the quiz.
He's into the BYU and
you've
the
never had sex before your wife.
I'm dead serious on that.
Really?
Nobody ever believes me, actually.
How old
are
you?
Are you a Mormon?
No. No, I'm not.
No, no, no. Question, sir. How old were you?
I was 21.
Nice.
So.
Well, congratulations.
Shit.
That's I'm always, gonna, that so always draws
guy
the
guy right
no, no, no.
universe.
I am,
right.
am going to say on episode 250, we have a fucking first on this goddamn show as far
we,
as I
we
know.
We have like 1,000 people as guests.
Right,
now,
yeah. I mean, we've had like hundreds.
Told
probably
you, yeah.
close to 1,000
yeah, on
people.
The quiz,
one of a
kind. I don't think anybody has ever given that answer out besides my parents, and I think they're liars.
Right. Ian, come on.
Really? Because
really,
that's
serious.
I can back that up.
Because the look on his dad's face when he explained to me what a blowjob was and that my mom didn't give them was really sad.
Shocked him.
Rick, as a homosexual, does that make you hot or bothered?
Bothered? Like, that's so weird.
It's weird,
it is,
right?
It is.
Dude,
I'm
did
not
you
saying...
not masturbate either? Like,
No.
That story.
Yeah, no, I've been masturbating since I was like 3. So.
Yeah. Good man, good man.
Good, that's right. Probably how I lasted. Yeah.
Well, kudos. I think
you
should give him some points.
No, that's pretty fantastic,
that.
Dude. Great answer. Wow. All right, we're going to jump over. I think it's time for Rapid Fire.
All right. Well, Rapid Fire, we start out with Kyle, Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis. All the way.
Elvis.
Downstairs?
Johnny Cash.
All right, with
Accepted.
The third answer.
What a dick.
All he gets some points for
a
third
what
answer.
A dick.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Fuck that, Star Wars.
Star Wars for sure.
Yeah. Like two Star Wars and a Star Trek. All right.
David.
Grease or Saturday Night Fever?
Neither.
Grease. Love it.
Downstairs, Ian?
I'll be the contrarian. Saturday night.
All right. Rory down?
Rip Taylor or Rip Torn?
Oh, wow.
Rip Taylor for sure.
Rip Torn.
Oh, I'm just going
Do you know who the fuck I am?
Yeah, I love Rip Torn.
Hey, Kyle, you're
stumped him again.
All right. Vampirates or voted best band? It's a local Reno question.
It's a local Reno question.
You don't know that
you
one?
You don't know those
Vampires?
Bands?
Never mind.
No, I know Vampirates.
Oh, strike
but
that
I don't
from
know
the record.
Band,
we're
so.
Going. We're going a different route.
All right.
AIDS or cancer?
The high five, of course. AIDS.
Downstairs. A lot more treatable these days.
Ian?
And funner to get.
What kind of cancer?
There's no asking questions on Rapid Fire. You
don't answer a question with a question.
Luck of the draw. All right.
AIDS
sorry.
Or cancer?
Assume
AIDS.
The worst.
Three at eights. Least with cancer, you can tell your family.
Gunshot liquor or the Atomics?
Ooh, the Atomics.
Atomics, kids. Okay.
By the way, hey, Vampires, I played a show in a roller skating rink with the Vampires in Oregon one time. It was in a roller skating rink.
Those guys, dude, those guys are worldwide.
Yeah, they fucking are.
Fuck yeah.
And I also go out and support Not Chris Fox, a band that does not include Chris Fox.
Nice. Do they play his songs at least?
Oh, they play songs, but Chris Fox cannot be a part of the band. That is the only requirement of Not Chris Fox. Anyway, moving along with another rapid fire question.
Cam or Guido?
Just pick Cam or Guido.
Guido?
Guido.
Cam.
Oh.
You win, Rick.
Snap.
Yeah. Fucking thank you very much.
All right. Tacos or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Tacos.
Man, tacos are so good.
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Puke, man. Diarrhea gives me a burny asshole. Puke just gets out and you're done. Oh. Move on with your day. Puke.
Right. Circumcised or not?
Circumcised or not? Out of the mouth of babes.
Ooh, circumcised.
Cirked.
No hoodie.
No turtlenecks for you.
Yeah. Heard of Love Beetle?
Beat wow. up or arrested?
Ooh. Let's do beat up. You got beat a story? Up for sure. Way better story.
Arrested. I think I could shake that shit off and talk my way out of that pretty quickly.
Well, you are white.
You are white, yeah.
I do.
You
did grow up in
walrus.
Spanish Spring.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey or walrus?
Donkey or walrus? Who wins the fight?
Who wins a fist fight?
Fucking walrus.
Yeah.
Walrus.
I think donkey. They're agile. They're a little more nimbler.
The truth is, walruses don't even have fists.
It's one of the best questions we have on this show.
I love that question. I wish we could make
Day
that happen
or
for
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga. Sure. I fucking love Lady Gaga.
No-brainer. So
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Suicide.
Yeah, that's a pass.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold
sore? 100 cold sores?
Right on, right on.
All the cold sores. All
right, you guys are good.
You're living in a world. You can only pick one or the other.
Star Wars
or Elvis?
Was it Elvis?
Y'all pick
or
Elvis.
Elvis or Star Wars? Go.
Like for the rest of your life?
Yeah,
the world,
you only have one.
The other one doesn't exist.
No, history has radically changed, and one of them does not exist and have their
fucking
echoes
Elvis,
throughout history. 100%
Elvis.
You pick Elvis and no Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Elvis.
Sorry, Elvis. I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Sorry, culture of American music. I love Star Wars. Sorry.
All right. We're gonna pull this back. I'm gonna add some scores here on my calculator.
Very officially. Very officially adding.
And I'm coming in last place with only about 57 points is Kyle.
Oh!
57.
And I was rooting for you, Kyle.
Lot of zeros with those questions that just made you laugh and stumped you.
Now I'm going to haunt you.
You need to,
silence might have been
I think
good
you need
points,
to be a little quicker on your feet. However, on the other side, Chris and Ian, it was a fairly close race, but Ian knocked it out of the park with lots of questions. Coming in as our first place winner this week.
Good job,
on
Ian.
The worst
thanks.
Little quiz
good
in the
job.
World.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for playing. You have such lovely parting gifts as a fart.
Congratulations.
A fart in your nose. Yeah.
It's a good fart, though.
I'm glad I'm downstairs.
A buttercup.
Yeah.
No, I'll see you later. I'll give you a
we'll
buttercup.
We'll give a shout out to FN Punks because we used to have prizes for the thing. It's our 250th episode. It's our 25th episode, you guys.
25th.
So,
25th episode.
Shout out to FN Punks for providing us prizes.
Darren FN Punk, man. Woo!
So if you were on at another time, you guys, we would have been able to give you hats.
And you guys ripped.
T-shirts and all kinds of shit.
Right. You guys should have got here a long time ago.
We got a new nickname for Kyle. Last Place Kyle.
Yeah.
You got to study more, Kyle.
Didn't we have another nickname for Ian downstairs, too, just a minute ago?
Well, you just want a fart sniffer? No.
Ian, what was your nickname?
No, it was minutes ago. Anyway, let's play a song.
Hey, let's play a song.
Let's do music.
It. Cool kids.
We're not. The song's about who we're not.
in there, but I got my
drumstick caught in my cord.
Dude, your fucking headset, Mike.
God damn it.
That was pretty fucking bitching, though. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, all right, your next show is, remind us again.
April 11th at Shays.
But that doesn't mean they can't book a show between now
and then. Yeah, we got a lot of time.
If you're in another Reno band and you're looking for somebody to fit a fucking bill, I think these guys are up for the job. Please check them out. You can find them on Facebook and SoundCloud.
Word.
They are Reno. They are fucking Reno music. God damn.
Jack, please.
Like, I mean, really, the last hour and a half, I have gone through an emotional tour of all the fucking basement shows I've seen in 20 years. That was fucking rad.
Thanks, man.
Flood, fire, death, drought.
And it's like not flood, fire, death, drought, Reno. It's just
flood, fire, death, drought.
Okay,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's
Reno.
It's very Tolkien. Right. I'm just going to throw that out there. If you've ever read the books, some of you might be more
literate.
Come,
we hobbits
than
to our show.
That's like Mordor, right?
Yeah. No. In the very beginning, when the Brandywine is being overtaken by the one of the nine riders and. Yeah, I'm not going to continue this conversation.
I'm going to go with Flood, guys.
A wonderful album by They Might Be Giants.
I'm going with Death all the way.
Death?
If I had to pick.
Flood, Fire, Death, Drought, you guys are a great band. We're really happy to have you here. You haven't played that fucking trombone yet. Are you going to?
That's our last song.
That is your last song.
If you want us to play another song, we will.
Oh, we do?
The rusty trombone.
We got one or two more, or what's up?
Dust the rust off of that trombone.
As many as you want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we just say what's coming up next week for everybody? And
what do you got going on? I don't see much of anything on the calendar until, as we mentioned before, Skate Jam on the 25th.
Yes, Skate Jam will be there for sure.
One Ton Dooley, Fall Silent record release, the Moron Brothers, the Randy Savages, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. I mean, it's that show is going to be off the fucking hook.
Yeah.
Great lineup.
It's crazy. Where were you in Skate Jam?
Yeah, exactly. Check it out on our Facebook.
Me and Rory are also going to be out of Middlegate. You're a screenwriter.
If you're in Middlegate.
You want to get in on Nowhere Nevada 2, you got to come out to Middlegate with us.
The weekend of the 18th.
Yeah, it's the 17th, 18th, 19th. We're going to be out there. This is a good time to come pitch your shit.
Get to know a lot other people involved with the movie industry.
Get
in Reno.
To see Middlegate.
Reno movie scene.
Beautiful.
We're
Middlegate.
Gonna, yeah, beautiful Middlegate. There ain't nothing else out there. But
there
we're
used
gonna,
to be a nice shoe tree. But
if you've been in the if you've been involved in Orinata, Nevada before, yes, it is going to be kind of a hey old buddy get together. However, if you're really wanting to be involved with Nowhere Nevada 2, this is a work weekend. We're looking for people who are there to write a fucking movie in 48 hours.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of groupthink. There's going to be a little bit of need to be able to be creatively independent as well. But we're not just looking for people who want to come out and party all weekend. Although there will be some folks doing that, and that's great. But if you want to be a part of making a movie from the ground floor up, come on out.
Come out and work. I didn't even remember the name of the bar out there. What is it?
It's like the Middlegate Bar.
Right.
You can't miss
Middlegate
it's
Station.
The only bar. Middlegate Station.
Middlegate Bar.
It has a hotel and a bar.
If you can't find Middlegate, it's between Eastgate and Westgate.
If you can't, and if you can't find Middlegate, well, I guess you weren't destined to be a part of the show. So that's happening. Yeah,
17, 18, 19. Next couple of weeks.
St. Patrick's Day, I'm happy to announce. One Ton Dooley, Reno, We Have a Problem, and Slutsville from Grass Valley are going to be playing at Davidson's Distillery.
Nice. Sounds fun.
There's also going to be a lot of other shows happening in Reno before all of these events. So please check your Facebook,
keep your
Reno News and Review grid. Look for it all. Go out to your favorite bars. Go see some live Reno music because we have one of the greatest fucking art scenes in America right now for performance and visual. Period. Yeah.
Without all the pretension of other places.
I think the next 4 years.
We're all a bunch of fucking losers.
A very important.
Reno's rad and everybody in it's awesome.
Yep. In this nation.
So, one last song, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have.
They can double up if they want, Rory.
Oh, you guys can double up for sure.
Yeah, do a couple if you want.
Okay. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Dogwater Dick, Mr. Baker, and all the rest of the interns, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying Thank you for being here for episode 250. You guys are fucking great.
Yeah.
Life is short. I love you.
And I'm glad that you're in my life.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Studios.
Come on, you little bitch.
I am a very pretty princess.